Everybody, how you all doing? Welcome to a special. This time it's another evening edition of the Wednesday Uplift. I hope everybody's doing okay. This is CA, on-air personality on the iHeartRadio network. Yes, I'm at Face Studio 2. We're having some extreme heat in Texas, and it is affecting the internet line. So what we're having to do is, instead of me being at Face Studio 1 in central downtown Fort Worth, I am located just outside my home. 10 minutes outside my home in Fort Worth. And of course, I have a another studio, and that's called Faith Studio 2. So if y'all catch this, not this evening, good evening or good morning, whenever you catch this, we're here to uplift you. We also have some prayer requests I'm asking for some assistance on. But before I get started, I want to ask you if you have any questions, comments, suggestions. You know the norm. Feel free to email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com. morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, follow me on my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast, and we're syndicated on iHeartRadio. We're on TuneIn Radio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. We're on Amazon. We're all over the place. Spotify, just look us up and you'll find us there. Okay, on our Wednesday Uplift, we got four prayer requests we're going to kick off with. Becky in the United States writes me, says, good morning, CA. Going through some tragical deals in my life. Will you pray for God's comfort as me? Will you pray for God to comfort me as I am grieving the loss of my husband? Becky, absolutely. I don't know. The closest I ever got was my grandparents and my aunt. My folks are still alive, and of course, I'm not married. I'm single. But I can only imagine losing a loved one, especially losing your mate. I'm not sure how many years you guys have been married. We're going to come together united in prayer and as a body of believers that God's hands of protection be on you as you go through the grieving process, and I hope you get the helps you need. There are grieving classes and things like that at some of these local churches, depending on where you're at the United States. And if I can help you, email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com. I'll try to get you in the right direction. So, dear Heavenly Father, we come together united in prayer as a body of believers. We pray for this very sad text of prayer from Becky in the United States. She needs comfort from you, God, as she has grieving the loss of her husband. Lord, we just give it all to you, and we lift Becky up, and please help her. Wrap your arms around her. We come together in total agreement, 110% total agreement in Jesus' name. Amen. CJ in the United States writes me, "Good morning, CA. Pray for me to choose holiness." Okay, we can do that. It's just a short and simple text. So let's come together as united in prayer, body of believers for CJ, and he wants to pray us to pray for him to choose holiness. So, dear Jesus, I just pray for CJ right now. I pray that he gets the holiness he needs through you. I pray he opens his heart to you, and that you just feed him, God. Fill his cup up. It may be empty right now. Wrap your arms around him. We give it all to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Got an anonymous one in Michigan, guys. Says, "I am feeling overwhelmed with work and my classes. I just need God to help me through these busy season. Sometimes I feel alone in my struggles." Well, anonymous one in Michigan, I understand. I think we all, when we're by ourselves and we're alone, we feel like we're alone in our struggles. But you know what? God is right there. Jesus is right next to you. He hasn't left your side. He's everywhere. He knows he's your Alpha, your Omega. He's the beginning and the end, and he knows the circumstance for you. And you know what? Your outcome is going to come out great. So let's pray together as a body of believers and as radio listeners for this anonymous listener in Michigan. Thank you for sending this too, by the way. Dear Jesus, we come together united in prayer. We think of this anonymous listener in Michigan. God, I just pray. She's feeling very overwhelmed, and I pray you help her with work and her classes. She needs you, God, to help her through this busy season she's going through. You know, sometimes she just feels alone in her struggles. I just pray you help her. Wrap your arms around her and be with us. Be with her, I should say. In Jesus' name we pray, in 110% total agreement. Amen. Shannon in the United States writes me, "Pray for me. I have an opportunity to switch jobs. I want to apply for it. Pray for me to know God's will." Absolutely, Shannon in the United States. It's very important when we open our heart to Jesus, we just let him take full control of our soul. In other words, in our body, take full control. If there isn't one door that God doesn't close, he opens another. However, be very cautious and listen to the Spirit. Remember, God is three in one. He's God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Listen for his guidance as he will direct and help you. So we're going to pray right now. Dear Jesus, we pray for Shannon in the United States. I pray she has an opportunity to switch jobs. She wants to apply for it. God, your will be done. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. God, I just pray you just be with her and you help her. Please, dear Jesus, I know you're going to move mountains and help her. For we love you, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, this is a song dedicated to a lot of us and our radio listeners and radio prayers. How about a miracle with God in it? You can't go wrong. Pastor Taryn Wells. That's right. Pastor Taryn Wells singing it. Here we go.
Y'all ready? Conversations filled with doubt, we dismiss what we can't figure out. Oh, but I don't have to see to believe in it. I know that it's true. people hurting, people broken, beaten down and feeling hopeless. Wonder if it's gonna always be this way. Who will speak up for the captive? Show some love and heal the past. Finds the wounds we think will never go away. But what if we could be a people on our knees as one before the king? Cause we believe.
Join me. no place where my demons can't find me. But just wait till they see who's standing behind me.
Things that I'm afraid of you, Josh Wilson. Let me talk a little bit to you guys before we continue on with our prayer request. Again, welcome to the Wednesday Uplift. We're here to encourage. Maybe you're going through on a Wednesday as you're winding down, since this is a special Wednesday edition. Maybe you're had a stressful day at work, or maybe just so much has gone on in your life this week, and maybe the heat wave is getting to you and you're getting tired and sleepy and restless. Remember when Job had lost everything? But what did he do? He kept his faith in the Lord. He lost his wife. He lost his sons. He lost his cattle. Satan was trying everything he could to destroy Job. But through it all, God was there. And he kept his faith in the Lord. So my question to you on the Wednesday Uplift is, where's your faith with God? Maybe you're throwing your hands up and say, I give up. You know, when you throw your hands up and say, I give up, that's when God's working 10 times harder. Did you know that? How do you know that, CA? Well, studied in Bible college. And scripture, you read a lot of scripture. And look at Job. I mean, he kept the faith. Why are you using Job? Because Job lost everything. As long as he had God, that's what he wanted. Sure, he missed his wife. Sure, he missed his sons, his cattle, his home being burned to the ground. But you know what? In the long run, God rebuilt everything for him. And you know what he did? He blessed him twofold. So my point today is, on the Wednesday Uplift, as we encourage and as we do some more of these prayer requests, my word to you is to stay strong. Hang on to Christ's garment. Stay the course. Reach for the goal. And tell others about Jesus. You don't have to lead them to the Lord unless you feel instilled in your heart you have. Let me rephrase that. You don't have to force them to accept Christ. You can't. Only they can do that. But you can plant seeds for the next individual, and the next, and the next, and the next. Be the arms and feet for Jesus. That's what he would want you to do. And he also wants you to enjoy your life too as well. Okay? So we're going to read some more. Got 4 more I'm going to read to you. Then we're going to play some more music on the Wednesday Uplift. And good evening, everybody. Welcome to a special evening edition. This is CA. I'm here at my home-based studio. I got 2 studios. We're at Faith Studio 1, the iHeartRadio studio, the main studio up top tower. And my home-based studio here at my home, which we call it Faith Studio 2. So, and it is iHeartRadio. So, again, thank you so much for being loyal and share my podcast anytime someone that needs to be encouraged. Also, guys, you can text a prayer to me. Go to the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button, click on station information, and copy and paste that number. Put it in your contacts. Text me your prayer or Facebook message me anytime. Be my friend, C.A. Hall, okay? The more the merrier. I'd love to have you as my friend. Christine in Texas writes me, good morning, C.A. My friend Megan needs to move out where she is and doesn't have the money to do so. And she has a newborn. Oh, boy. Christina, before we pray, as a body of believers and as radio listeners, you may want to check with some helps by doing some Googles and check with some charities that could help some of the local churches in your area. I see you're in Texas. Catholic Charities is always good about helping. Also, those of y'all that are listeners and struggling with your electric bill, they will help you with that. Catholic Charities, again, Catholic Charities is who you need to search up, and they will help you. So let's pray for Megan right now. Dear Jesus, what a chaotic time. Christina has sent me this prayer request in Texas, and as a body of believers and as radio listeners, we want to pray for Megan right now, her friend. She needs to move out, and where she is, she doesn't have the money to do so. She has a little newborn. God, I just pray, especially during this extreme heat, that you will help her and that you open a door and get her and that newborn in a safe, cool spot, especially with the heat wave outside. God, just pray you open the bay windows and get her the housing she needs. We come together as a body of believers and as radio listeners. In Jesus' name we pray, and all God's people said, amen. Stephanie writes me in Alabama, says, C.A., will you pray for the truth to be revealed about my son to know if he's on drugs or not? I need financial help from a job loss and strength to get through it all. Stephanie, we sure will. Before I pray, it's sad. Our younger generation, drugs is all over the place. But you know what? God will reveal the truth. And my prayer is that it will be revealed about your son, and he will know what's going on. Also, the financial help you need for your job loss. I'm so sorry to hear that. And strength to give it all. You know, Jesus is your strength. Sometimes when your cup's empty, you just got to give it to him to fill it up. So we're going to come united in prayer, and as radio listeners, we're going to pray for you right now. So dear Jesus, we pray for Stephanie right now in Alabama. God, you know the whole situation. I just pray that her truth be revealed about her son to know if he's on drugs or not. Also, I pray for financial help for her, for her job loss, and strength to get through it. We lift it up and give it all to you. In Jesus' name we pray, in 110% total agreement, amen. Y'all bear with me. My throat is, these allergies are rough in the heat. I'm sorry if I cough on the outside to the right of the mic. Joyce in the United States writes to me, C.A., pray for protection over my son Joshua, who is going to a bowling tournament tonight. Absolutely. Come together, Joyce, as a body of believers and as radio listeners, and we're going to pray for God's protection over your son. So, dear Jesus, we come together united in prayer, and we pray for Joyce in the United States for protection over her son Joshua, who's going to a bowling tournament tonight. God, you've got this whole matter in your hands, and I just pray that you just help her and protect her son all the way. Protect her, give her peace of mind. For we ask it all in Jesus' name we pray, in 110% total agreement, amen. Got one more prayer request, guys. Anonymous in Oregon writes me, hello, CA, I love your radio show. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for sharing the prayer request. Keep the deacon rolling, and we love Popcorn Bill. Okay. Hey, thank you so much, Popcorn Bill. Popcorn Bob, I should say. Popcorn Bob. Anonymous in Oregon will be coming back on later this week. And the deacon, of course. And I've got more characters, so we're going to pray right now. It says, please pray for my clients for protection and provision. Yes, absolutely. Dear Jesus, we come together. This anonymous from Oregon, this provision and protection, God, you've got this whole situation in the palm of your hands, and I know you'll help them to protect them and give them the provision they need. We come together united in prayer, 110% total agreement, amen. All right, so let's just kick it off with Cochran and Company on the Wednesday Uplift. Running home, run to the arms of the Father. He's right there with you guys.
Time running from the mess of past, but you can't go forward when you're looking back. But I ain't looking back.
sing this song to my final breath. Let the weight of this world go. Gonna be no tears, gonna be no pain. When I see that smile on my Savior's face, I won't be walking, I'll be running home. Call my name, call my name. Throw my shame, everything changed when I am running home. Trumpet sounds on the fire.
Amen. Good old Ray Bolts. I pledge the allegiance to the Lamb. I figured we needed to have that as we get ready to close out. I got three more songs we're going to play. So let's kick this one off. This is Taryn, her song, To Encourage You, Big God. Now, she sings with Toby Mac at a lot of his concerts. So y'all enjoy it. Brand new, fresh off the album. And then I got the second one coming up. It's going to be Heaven Changes Everything by Big Daddy Weave. That's a new one too as well. Back-to-back newbies. Here we go.
Think that I'm all by myself in this fight, but they do not know the infinite size of the God who is by my side. Hey, under fire, but my Goliath standing in the shadow of the Almighty. I ain't lying, just testifying. Man, I'm talking about a big God, big God. When trouble comes around the way, only remedy for big God is a big God. Ain't nobody gonna shake my faith. No, I'm not afraid. Throw my hands up in praise for the times that he pulled me through. I'm counting on a big God that they can't stop. He's a big God. Why in the world would I worry away when I know that he holds my world his hands, the monsters I face, don't make me afraid when I know that I'm standing right next to him. Man, I'm talking about a big God, big God. When trouble comes around the way, only remedy for big God is a big God. Ain't nobody gonna shake my faith. No, I'm not afraid. Throw my hands up in praise for the times that he pulled me through. I'm counting on a big God that they can't stop. Oh,
time he comes, he's going to come as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And every eye shall see, and every knee shall bow. And the marketplaces in downtown Charlotte and Atlanta are all going to be empty. No more traffic in the streets. All the builders' tools are going to be silent. No more time to harvest wheat. Busy housewives will cease their labors in our great courtrooms. No more debate, cause work on earth has been suspended as the king comes through the gate.
The king is coming. The king is coming. I just heard the trumpet sounding.
Out that Wednesday. That's right, Bill Gaither and Company. Hope you guys enjoyed that. Wow. Share this podcast anytime, okay? Tell your friends, family to sign up for free, to subscribe for free. You know, CA's free. He don't charge. Very excited in October, as you well know, before I get ready to close out in prayer. I'm going to be on iHeartRadio for 4 years. And on top of that, I am going to have the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. We're going to have a very special celebration coming up here in a few months. That's right, kicking off 4 years. I'm not there quite at 10, but 4 years on the air with the Christian Podcast. Wow. God is good, and He is good all the time. And remember, you can always sign up on my station here for free and listen. And, you know, I just want to encourage you guys. You know, I don't want praise. I'm your brother in Christ, or your brother and sister in Christ, guys. I just love people, and I love the fact that I can share the word and have Billy Graham Fridays, and here real soon, Charles Stanley Thursdays, to share the gospel and to have special guests on my live cast. That's why I want you to sign up for free on the Facebook, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Now, when you do that, okay, every once in a while I do live casts and I tag it on there. Or be my friend C.A. Hall. Come on now. More the merrier. We'd love to have you on there, okay? All right, well, let's lead off in a closing prayer. Dear Jesus, we thank you for all you do. Father God, I pray you be with all these many prayer requests, people that are hurting, people that are in need right now. God, just wrap your arms around them. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for life. Protect us in this heat wave, God. Our elderly, our young. Oh, Jesus, thank you for everything you do. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. All God's people said amen. Before I close out, I want to share a story, which is a true story. Parents that have young kids, okay? Now they got it on these new cars where alarm goes off. But back in the day, they didn't. And new cars are expensive. They are, because everything's going up. But one day I was officiating in a wedding at the Fort Worth Stockyard. This is a true story. I want to share this. And everybody was there. The guy got out of his car, and I guess he didn't realize he left his little 8-month-old in the car. Temperature was sweltering outside. They were inside. The temperature was about 106, about what it is right now at the present time here at Faith Studio 2. As they come getting ready to walk down the aisle, he pauses. And he says, "Honey, I left our son in the car, a newborn." He goes running out there. "People, follow me. CA, please pray." I started a major group prayer. Someone called the fire department, police department, whatever it was. Luckily, he had the key in his pocket, because I was fixing to give him a crowbar and let him just smash the glass to get the baby out. He got the baby out. Baby was alive. Praise God. That's a PTL report. This is about 10 years ago. And most frightening thing I think I've ever seen when I officiated in a wedding. I've done nearly 200 of them. And I've got to tell you that that baby was beat red in the face. And I kept saying, "Give him water, give him water. Everybody clear away." I was just kind of helping. "Clear away, clear away. Get this baby water. Get him in the air conditioning. In the air conditioning building." So the wedding was delayed. I told them today it'd take as much time as they want. She said, "Do you charge over?" I said, no. "Your child's more important than my time, your time, your son's time." So I said, "Mr. Hall, thank you for praying for our son." I said, "Yes, absolutely." Can you imagine if he would have left him in there? I guess the moral of the story is, please don't leave your dogs, your pets, even your children in a car. Please don't. A lot of heat-related deaths during this time of the year. Use your book smart. I would rather have the groceries melted than having a baby sit in a car. That car, and I work in automobile industry, cars get hot up to 50 degrees hotter sometimes. Please remember your kids and your pets. Bring your pets in too. Don't leave your kids outside. Don't leave them at a swimming pool at your house by themselves, unattended. A lot of drownings this time of the year. Okay. All right, enough preaching my sermon. I'm going to saddle up, and I am going to just walk down the hall as I leave Faith Studio 2, my home base studio in Fort Worth, Texas, just 10 minutes outside. If there's anything I can do for you guys, y'all have a good day, and we'll talk again. Bye for now.